Hey man, say man. Hey man, say man. Welcome back. Don't forget to like the podcast, share the podcast, send voice message to the podcast, and support the podcast in any way possible. It means a lot. But hey man, say man. Let's start the podcast. So, as you see by the title, today's topics are going to be the Colin Kaepernick situation. That boy came to Clayco and went crazy out there, boy. But goddamn, Colin Kaepernick. Can we have our third black quarterback to win MVP? You know, Cam won it, and Steve McNair won it. Technically shared it, but he won it. And Carmelo Anthony is making his start for the Portland Trailblazers tonight. Let's get it. So, first topic we're going to talk about is the Carmelo Anthony situation. Well, not really a situation. He just finally back in the league, finally doing his thing. Somebody finally gave him a chance. Finally, he should be in the league over a lot of people. A lot of people. Like, if Vince Carter can still be in the league, I'm sure Carmelo can still be in the league as long as he can change his ways. And if he can play like Vince, which I'm sure he probably shoot better than Vince, but, I mean, he'll be all right. If he can just arrange his game like Vince, that's what he needs to be. He needs to be a Vince Carter. A lot of people don't say Carmelo not a Hall of Famer no more. I don't understand where they getting that from. Carmelo is still a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. Even though he's, you know what I'm saying, he's been playing good the last 3-4 years. But I'm saying that boy is still a Hall of Famer. So he can extend his career, his longevity. He took a year off. You know what I'm saying? He should be healthy. Should be ready to go. He can, I don't know. He's kind of weird. He's starting. That's what Bleacher Report said, that he's starting. But I think his role by the end of the season would probably be a bench unless he's averaging like 20, like 15 to 20, which I don't expect him to average that much. I don't think a lot of people, I don't think he even spent average. Well, he expect average that much, but I don't think Portland expects him to average 15 to 20. He can come in average about 10 to 12, give you about 3-4 rebounds. He'll be a perfect 4 spot next to Whiteside. Expect to floor out Whiteside. Definitely with Zach Collins being hurt. And it's crazy because like early in the season during the training camp and stuff, they was one of the first teams that had talks with Carmelo, one of the few and only teams. But they brought him definitely because of Zach Collins' injury. You don't want Mario Hezonja starting at the 4, and Yusuf Nurkic still isn't back yet. So when he come back, he probably cut into some, if he comes back to the season, he'll cut into some of Carmelo minutes. But and when Zach Collins come back, they still got the rookie Nazir Reed. But this is actually a very good signing for Carmelo and for the Portland Trail Blazers because it's a non-guaranteed contract. He can come in and do what he needs to do. He can come in just get buckets and play good defense, spot up, not play amazing like lockdown defense, but play good team help defense, be that leadership role that they need on that side. And because this is probably gonna be, if Melo doesn't do something this year, this might be his last season. Which I always thought he should play with Lakers over Jared Dudley. He can literally do exactly what Jared Dudley do, but probably 10 times better, to be honest. 5 times better, to be honest. But, you know, they're going to hate on that boy. This is an opportunity for him. Portland just to try to see something, see if they work or not. Like I said, when Zach Collins come back, if Nurkic come back this year, his minutes probably are going to get cut unless, because I don't really see him taking Rodney Hood's spot or he's not taking CJ and Dame minutes. So it's not going to be no backup point guard, so it's a good opportunity to show that he still got something. He's only, 33, 34. Still show he got something in the tank. And we hope to see Carmelo go stupid. We hope to see Carmelo just average 10, 12, even if he average 8. As long as he's efficient with, like, shoot, like, 48. No, okay, 40, that's kind of ridiculous. Shoot, like 45% from the field. 45 to 47% from the field is good. Like, 37 to 39, really 36 to 37 will be perfect 3-point percentage. Keep the turnovers down, keep the dumb shots down, the 10-second ISOs he don't have no more, the back to the basket, unless it's called for, not doing it on his own, stupid middies that he be taking, even though you need middies. See CJ make killing him off making them middies, but it's not, he not faking nobody out like CJ can. He not taking nobody out dribble like CJ can. He don't got that burner like CJ do. So hopefully it can work out with him. I hope it works out. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Should be. Waffle will be playing down playing Melo like that. He should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Hopefully he can get his career turnaround, just like Vince Carter. You know what I'm saying? Have that long. I mean, Vince Carter was still doing stuff when he played with Dallas because he was around that 33, 34 range. But just, you know what I'm saying? Just play that Vince Carter role. Even though he started tonight, which is weird, but still play that Vince Carter role. Or, like, you see how Dwight Howard had a resurgence this year. Like, oh, that boy done came back. Boy, going stupid out, though. But, next topic, the Colin Kaepernick. That boy was out there in Clayco on the south side. That boy was at Drew. Had his little workout before he had one in Flowery Brent for the weekend. That boy, that's like, I mean, I know he was just going somewhere to have a workout. People, it's not like, it's a big deal, but it's not. It's like, to us, folks from the south side, from Clayco, that shit is a big deal. But, like, from, like, regular people, they probably don't think nothing about it. He probably just trying to find a high school to work out, talk to the young niggas. But, like, for us, boy, that's crazy. Like, a whole NFL player came back. Like, most of them folks don't be coming back like that. He actually came back. Like, I ain't never seen. I mean, Eric Berry probably been out there, but never seen Eric Berry come back. Even though I wish somebody would sign him, but that boy been injury prone. That boy Berry was a dog. Colin was out there at Drew. He had that burner. He had that gun on them folk. But that boy was out there throwing dots out there. I mean, he wasn't. Nobody was guarding him, but still, he's throwing off 60-70-yard passes with ease. Throwing slants and goals and post routes with ease. That's what that boy was doing. But I hope you find him a job somewhere. I mean, they kind of waited. It's kind of weird they waited 3 years later to say something to him when he's out of his, I ain't gonna, most likely out of his prime. He not as athletic as he used to be. Not as quick and not as sharp as he used to be. And like, you know how many teams could have been had a quarterback by now? Or like a good, decent, veteran quarterback to get him off the, like, look at Buffalo. Buffalo has a good record this year. Look at, Josh Allen is garbage. They could have definitely used Colin Kaepernick. Definitely. And they could have just kept Josh Allen on the bench. Josh Allen could have made a guy more experience, more time learning under a quarterback that had that championship. I mean, never won a championship, but he had been to the Super Bowl, been to the East, the, what's it called? In the NFC Championship game, so twice or three times. I know one year they went to Super Bowl. I think they went twice. I know they beat us that 1 year. They went to Super Bowl, then they lost again. I think it went down here from there. It's either two or three times, something like that. When they had Pat Will and Navarro Bowman, all them boys. It just, I think they did this on purpose to wait this long. They trying to see him regress, not on his game. Probably not as working out as much as he used to. I'm sure he still do, but not like when he was in the NFL. Let him slow down. Let people get more film on him. And like, it's in the middle of the season. It's kind of weird. They doing it right, and they could have did it in training camp, OTAs, preseason, the beginning of the season. They waited until the middle. Well, like, it didn't on. It was on a Saturday. Like, no people that got to say so, like, that can say, yeah, we signing him right here, right now, is going to be out there like that. It was like assistant scouts, assistant GMs, assistant personal assistants. Like, it was just, it wasn't like nobody that can say, like a GM or owner or a COO or a head coach or even a coordinator, unless it was like an assistant coordinator to the player. Like, it was to the assistant of the practice squad assistant. It wasn't no straight up head coach, deep head on like a quarterback coach or offensive coordinator, none of that. They did that on purpose. So I mean, like, and then Stephen A been talking about it, and then even like he be hating on Colin Kaepernick, to be honest. But like, it was just, that's kind of fishy. They waited 3 years to do it when he turned 31. Instead, when he was 28, 29 years old, when he was still in his prime. In the middle of the season, on a Saturday, which is no one is going to go out there because it's in the middle of the season. They trying to prepare for the game. Teams have people flying out and stuff. Like, but them people really didn't matter to me. I mean, they matter to the organization, but they didn't have no say-so. They don't have a yes, no, maybe. They just had, they can put their input. Input probably get hurt, but they don't have like a final say. Now they did that on purpose. Being landed on, I mean, it's good weather down here, so I guess that's why they did it down here. I don't mind it. Get some publicity for the Falcons, but he can be a backup quarterback. He could really still probably start over a lot of quarterbacks. Like I said, Mr. Trubisky is trash. They've been talking about trading Cam to Chicago, which that would be a smart move for Chicago, not Carolina. You see that who that quarterback? Kyle Allen, whatever his name is, got destroyed by the Falcons defense. Yeah, we put that boy on clamp. That boy ain't know what to do out there. Like, you can't, because they catch McCaffrey, need help. McCaffrey need help. That boy be crying back in the backfield. That boy, they're going to overuse him. He going to That boy ain't gonna feel like, by like his fifth, sixth year, he gonna be going down. He gonna be like a Todd Gurley. They was using Todd Gurley too much when they ain't had no quarterback. You see what Todd Gurley at now? Man, be having injuries like crazy. He can't play like he wants to. He got that big contract. He ain't been able to stay healthy. It's not his fault. It was just when they didn't have no quarterback. They really still don't have a quarterback, to be honest. Jared Goff really not that far. It's just when they didn't have no quarterback. Now they done went downhill. But he done went downhill. He been hurt all the time. But it's good Colin Kaepernick got that get that opportunity. He can't sue the league or nothing like that because he already did that once and won. Good, he got an opportunity. Just wait to see who going to sign him. Like, he could go to Miami, Arizona to, like, be a backup to Kyle Murray, you know what I'm saying, give him more experience, teach him a little something. He could go Buffalo because they actually are a playoff team. They need a quarterback. Tampa Bay needs a quarterback because James Winston ain't it. Tennessee definitely need Marcus Mariota, not it. And I thought he gonna be a dog when he got to. I thought he gonna be better than James Winston, to be honest. Marcus Mariota, I mean Tennessee. It's a lot. I can just think on top of my head, but it's a lot of teams. Even Indianapolis need a backup quarterback. Cause Jacoby Brissett just got hurt, and they looked lost without him. They need a backup quarterback. It's a lot of teams that need starting caliber backup quarterback, or even a starting quarterback just to hold it off until like that quarterback get hurt, like I mentioned with the Colts, or something to just put some hope, because a lot of, like, Buffalo, they a playoff team, but Josh Allen ain't getting it done. They need somebody to get over that hump, or they you can go, like, New York. Well, New York got Eli already to teach Daniel Jones, but they can, like, there's some young quarterbacks out there, like Kyler Murray, who could be taught by an older veteran that's been in the league, that done got the minutes, and that's been in championship situations. They can teach Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's a good quarterback. Even, I mean, Deshaun Watson is just godlike, but that offensive line is horrible. So I'll gladly put Colin Kaepernick behind him to protect him as much as possible, because that offensive line is cruised. But it's good he came out downhill. Clay Cole, you know what's going on, Southside. Feel me? Got it tatted on me. You did. But next topic, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics I done did in a while is, Can a black quarterback win MVP again? Like, Cam won in 2015. Stephen Ayer won a long time ago. I ain't gonna think about a year. I know it was a long time ago, but we can have two quarterbacks that can put, maybe even three, if Deshaun Watson had another wide receiver that could catch the ball and stop dropping everything. Even Hopkins, I think Hopkins got like 2-3 drops this year. But Will Fuller can't catch nothing unless it's versus the Falcons. And a lot of the wide receivers stay hurt. Snead isn't. He hasn't done nothing since he left New Orleans, to be honest. As you see, New Orleans make good a lot of people. But they have an opportunity to have two, maybe even potentially three quarterbacks that could win MVP. Lamar is up there, probably top. Between him, McCaffrey. You got him, McCaffrey. You still got Tom Brady. You got Aaron Donald, who's always going off. You got Deshaun Watson. So you got some MVP potentials up there. I'll give my vote to Lamar right now, just because how he's dominating. I know dominating the rush game, passing good. Them jukes are amazing. Spin moves. That look like he's playing using the Xbox or PlayStation controller, pressing circle. Using the right stick, left stick, back juke, front juke, side juke. Like, that boy out there going stupid, looking like Mike Vick out there. That, he look like a taller Mike Vick with a little bit more accuracy. Not much throw power, but a little more accuracy out there with better wide. He do got some. His wide receivers not that amazing, to be honest. His wide receivers aren't Pro Bowl caliber type wide receivers. He got some deep threats like Hollywood. And he got a good run game behind him with Ingram. And he's, and him too as well. He has a good, he got two good tight ends, 2.5 good tight ends, good offensive line, amazing defense. Defense could get a little bit better. They have a good defense though. Don't get me wrong, but they got a high power offense. They got a high power offense now. They run like a heavy spread offense, like, cause most NFL teams not usually playing against. They used to play just like a spread shotgun. Not run game could be all right, but not the greatest. But they can run the ball and pass the ball and got good defense and got a good special teams, like. A lot of teams ain't got everything like that. Like, they got good pass rush, good, decent. They have a all right secondary. They don't have the greatest secondary. They got a decent secondary. Earl Thomas back there. Good cornerback. I think one of the cornerbacks got hurt, though. Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram. They got a good team. He has, if he can keep it up, keep having these like 200-300 passing yard games and 100-150 yard rushing games, going 3-4 touchdowns, not throwing like one pick, barely even throwing picks, he could have a safe MVP. So has Deshaun Watson. He doesn't have that good of a run game behind him, but he be making some miraculous plays like you never seen before. He's a better passer than Lamar, no doubt, but he's not even close to. He's a good runner. He's not horrible. He's decent coming out of that backfield, but Lamar is a different breed coming out of that backfield. He's like a running back, wide receiver, quarterback, all in one. That was a different breed out there. But then you go to Russell Wilson, who's a better passer, maybe than all three of them. Maybe hard both of them combined. He don't run as much as he used to because he's been running for his life since he's been there because they got a horrible offensive line. But Russell will be throwing dots, and Amish just dots. Russell got a cannon back there, boy, and he the shortest one out of all. He could barely see over the O-line. But Seattle's having a good season. The Falcons almost beat them. We shut them down in the second half. We would play like that the whole game. We would have won that game. But it's cool. They don't got it right now. Falcons don't got it right now. But you have three quarterbacks who has potential. Black quarterback has potential win MVP. It's just like you're saying, like, it depends on where the teams finish. It depends on what they stack up with passing, rushing. How much are they going to consider rushing into it and total touchdown? Because I know Lamar has a lot of total touchdowns. I think he has the most total touchdowns, like total yards. Because Lamar's going to might blow them out without. Because he can average he'll probably get like 3,900 to like 4,500 passing yards. Oh, 45 might be a little too high. Probably like 4,200. Russell can get like 4,500. Deshaun might be around that 4,500, like pedestal as well. But Lamar might have more touchdowns than both of them. I know he's going to have crazy amount of rushing touchdowns, more rushing yards than both of them. Even though both of them still can run, he going to have more rushing yard, more rushing touchdown, more highlight plays with his feet and with his arm. Even though, like I said, Deshaun and Russell, they can definitely Russell back in the day. Russell used to get jiggy with it. With Marshawn, Legion of Boom, and then he used to get jiggy with it. But, like, it's just electrifying to see Lamar run. But it's like, are they going to be able to make it in the playoffs, though? Who gonna go deeper in the playoff? I feel like the Ravens had the best chance just because they are more well-rounded team. Seattle has a decent defense, but not as good as the Ravens. Houston without J.J. Watt, without Jadeveon, that defense is going downhill. Coming to the cornerback's been banged up, safety's been banged. It's like somebody important get hurt on their team every year. Like J.J. been hurt like last 3 years. Ooh. He's really been holding him back from signing the other key people. That's why they couldn't keep clowning because he has that such huge contract. He deserved it at first. He was the best defense player in the league between him and Von Miller. But now he might not be in the top 10 just how much he get hurt. He hadn't been able to play. Then Aaron Donald came into the league, took his spot. It's like you still got people like Fletcher Cox. You still got Atkins. You still got a lot of good defensive linemen now. And you got Chubb. Chubb is a dog. You got still got Jadeveon. You got players. So just like then everybody on the Panthers team can get rushed. They average the most sacks this year. So it's like who I believe is gonna go Lamar. I'll say Lamar gonna be first. And after that, Lamar. I feel like their team will finish the best out of all of them. I feel like their team will finish the best. Texans are gonna have the hardest, probably have the hardest time to finish. You got Lamar. My top four would be Lamar, Russell, Christian, and then Deshaun. Because Christian McCaffrey been having an amazing season carrying that offense. Because without him, they probably gonna win like one or two games. Just because they how good their defense is. Because their wide receivers are garbage. It's all Christian McCaffrey, to be honest. Christian McCaffrey be carrying that offense like he was LeBron on the Cavaliers. On God, it'd be cruise how bad they be working. They be overworking that, man. And we got to talk about the Falcons. Them folks be going stupid. We don't want two games in a row. Beat the Saints. Beat Carolina. We're going to beat the Saints again. They finally turned it around. Dan Quinn finally gave up his defense coordinator job, finally. It should have been Raheem Morris. They should never even fired the last guy. It wasn't his fault. Everybody got hurt. He tried his best. If your Deion Jones, your middle linebacker get hurt, both of your starting safeties get hurt, one of your cornerbacks in and out the whole season. I mean, it's not a lot you can do with a bunch of rookies and players that's not even on the team anymore. So, I mean, like, he did what he could. But Raheem Morris should have been got that job anyway. I don't know why they didn't give it to him when we went to the Super Bowl. They should have got – I thought he was going to get it in. But hopefully they just keep – they're going to have to win the rest of their games. New Orleans going to have to lose some games. Carolina has to lose some games. Hopefully Rams don't cut it on and start going crazy. We can maybe win a division if the Saints struggle and lose the rest of their games. But if we can't beat them, we're gonna need a lot of teams to lose. A lot of teams to just fall off the map. We could have beat Houston, we could have beat Seattle, them two games, we could have had back. Arizona, we could have had back. So we had a couple mistakes, but I don't know if this season might save Dan Quinn. Like, we only lose like one more game. That might save Dan Quinn's job. Like, it really might. Because the players love Dan Quinn. Like, if you watch him on the sideline, watch the interviews, and watch, like, behind the scenes of Flowery Branch and stuff, the players love Dan Quinn. The fans hate him. But, I mean, we got to just see what's going to happen. You got to give these coaches some time. I mean, I would say you can look at Patriots, but you really can't because they always got good. They got Tom Brady. But look at that. They always keep their coach around. Pittsburgh, not the greatest example, but Pittsburgh are always going to sneak in. And not this year, but they got that Mike Tomlin been around forever. Like, a lot of these coaches, like a lot of these teams, they done had their coaches for a long time. Like, teams you can just think off the top of your head, like, with synonymous with wins and winning seasons, is teams that done had coaches for numerous amounts of years. That's any sport. Besides baseball, a little bit different. Because they don't have a salary cap, so they don't really care. They'll just find somebody. But even with baseball, like, some of the Joe Maddon, like, even though he's bounced team for team, like, you know, some of these managers are gonna always find a job just because of how good of a coach they is. And some of these owners just don't have no patience. I believe Arthur Blank has patience. He might keep him around. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Dan Quinn stay. I just hope they can find an offense coordinator that would stay with him, like a Josh McDaniel. He left them couple years, but he came back. Just find an offensive coordinator that'll stay, don't leave, and don't suck. Find another Shanahan or something. But hey, like, that's what we just need. All our coordinators to stay, stop leaving. If we do leave, like, we can have like a Raheem Morris come back in, take your job, and just step in and do the same exact things. That's all the Falcons need. But hey, man, say man, hey, man, say man. That's the end of the podcast. Don't forget to like, share, comment. Well, you can't comment, but, you know, I'm thinking this is YouTube video. You can't comment, but you can share. You can send voice messages and all that. But, hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man.